This is Chris Voss from the record company. You're listening to Devil Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't be alarmed if your butt is scooching in your seat. It's just the record company. They have bass lines that make your butt move on its own. And it's a scooch. It's like a scooch. Like Dana Carvey described, like a dog scratching its butt down the side of the... Oh, it's great.
It's just good. It's good driving music, Brian. Uh-huh. You and I have had this conversation. It just... It's like you could see in one of those movie montages where it's like a road trip across country where you're seeing all the different shots of the car driving. That's what this song makes me think.
Yeah, yeah.
And fun fact, which I'm sure is why you played it, they're coming to Summerfest.
Yes.
So if you want to check out a little bit more about the record company, you can go check out a podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian. And that is at devilradio927.com. Brian and Chris sat down with, I believe Chris Voss is the
gentleman. Yeah, Chris Voss.
Yeah, of the record company.
Probable relation to Robin Voss because they are from the same area. And there's very few people that live in that area.
With the last name Vos.
And the last name Voss is very... Not very common, I would say, as far as with the one letter, anyway, with the three letters. But anyway,
yeah.
He's a really cool dude. Ended up working, worked with Chris Black as a when they were in a moving company together, and Chris got to see him at like he was still showing up to work, and Chris is like, "Dude, you're making it now. Get out of here. What are you doing?" But check out that podcast. Go to devilradio927.com. Under podcast, check out the On the Bus podcast. Check them out. Check them all out because we're fun.
You can check out On the Bus. You can also check out Dueling Tangents while you're there as well, which is what you're listening to right now with
it's
Luke
true.
And
Brian. We're talking about crazy ideas. We're throwing things at the wall, seeing if they stick. And let's go and let's keep going with it because we've gotten some great ideas here.
We've gotten some suggestions. Yes, we have.
Yeah. Let's get Mark from the sax idea. What do you got, buddy?
Well, get mass transit going and actually, that try to get the rail reestablished that Walker destroyed it and get the rural broadband in through and remind people that there was Republicans who took rural broadband in away from us back in 2011 after Walker got elected because there was federal money we were supposed to get that could have improved the economy. The damage that Scott Walker did to the state, we're still feeling because he refused... infrastructure improvements, both physical infrastructure improvements and societal infrastructure improvements, because when he cut back on the state employee salaries, that was money he took out of the economy. I mean, because state employees took a huge whack to their take-home pay when Walker got elected, because he rolled back salary increases that had been built in back in the 80s, based on a promise what the state had made and reneged on that promise. And people don't understand, that they resent state employees because state employees still have their pensions. Well, rather than resenting state employees while still having the benefits that employees of big companies used to have back, some decades ago, that say, well, we'll take it away from them. Rather than getting it for ourselves, let's take it away from them. And the resentment against collective bargaining, I sat in some bargaining support committee meetings, and it was collective begging what we were trying to get from the state rather than collective bargaining, because the state had all the power. Never let anybody forget that when the state was negotiating with its employees, the state had the power, not the employee unions, because that's just the way it was. It was baked into the cake. The state had the power, but, that it should be reminded to people day in and day out, Scott Walker and all his allies, the damage they did to the state that we're still suffering from.
Yeah, the political ambitions of one individual, Mark, is what we're still seeing the consequences of.
Doesn't seem like it's very democratic that way.
No, it doesn't. And Brian, we've been getting so many great callers. I forgot to float this proposal that we've got as well for the silly season. But before we get to that, we're going to go one more quick caller before reading a state representative's plan for maybe, altering the state legislature as well. We got Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, what's on your mind today? Wisco Paul, do we have you?
We do not.
We do not have whistle.
Throw that idea out, and then I got one idea for our show, and we'll see what anybody thinks.
All right, sounds good. Well, we got Republican State Representative Joe Sanfilippo of New Berlin is now circulating a constitutional amendment, Brian, that would limit elected officials who work in the Capitol and judges to 12 years in public office. Supreme Court justices who are elected to 10-year terms would be limited to 20 years. Under the proposal, assembly terms would increase to 4 years in length, and state senate's terms would increase to 6 years. So notice how not only does he limit the terms, but he also lengthens the amount of accountability time that you have in between elections here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, that's balance. You see, that's when you win elections and you earn the right to rule rather than lead.
Right, right. You want to be able to insulate yourself for longer periods of time at the same time saying that you're limiting the terms overall. Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is the one who dropped this proposal earlier today, and she said the limits would not be permanent. A person could run again after being out of office for 5 years. So if you went to the public or the private sector again for 5 years, you could then come back. So really, it's not a term limit. It's kind of it's a term pause in how long you can serve in state office, Brian. But because it's a constitutional amendment, the proposal must pass two consecutive legislative sessions before going to voters for approval. And as we noted earlier on the show here, the Wisconsin legislature has wrapped up the legislative calendar for the year. So it's unlikely to happen, but you never know. Maybe
but don't worry. They'll come out with a way to fix. If they want to do it really bad, they'll change the rules to make sure they can.
If Robin Voss all of a sudden feels like he likes the layout that would all of a sudden bring to him, there's no doubt in my mind that he would bring an extraordinary session and then boom, that passed.
Boom. Boom. Over here, comes up here, and a boom.
Robin Voss, I only have to go before the voters every 4 years instead of every 2 years? Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, the Village of Mount Pleasant did it. Good for them.
I believe there was an update on that. I believe they pulled back on that petition because the voters' outrage on that one, Brian.
The voters' knowledge of it. That's what it is.
Pretty much. See, just anybody, becoming aware of it.
Anybody who sees the situation or lived in that situation who becomes aware of it would be outraged. So I think they were counting on people not knowing what there was going on. So my idea, we have a remote thing, and we're proposing expanding Amtrak, and Amtrak has Wi-Fi. Why don't we go on a train tour and leave the station in the hands of anybody else, and you and I go out on the train on a train trip.
Dueling Tangents goes on the rails? Yes.
Goes on the rails.
Off the rails with Dueling Tangents. I love it. Rails. Off the rails.
On the rails.
Okay. Well, it depends on who's driving the train then, I guess.
Off the rails, on the rails.
Off
either
the
way,
rails, on the rails.
We're going to debate the entire show. We're going to debate whether we're on or off the rails.
We'll talk
about public transit.
I would do on a train show in a heartbeat so quickly, Brian. Like, you don't even have to convince me. I'm there. Done.
All right. Sold. All right. Well, we'll figure this out. Let's get a sponsor. Anybody anybody know anybody at Amtrak?
We are available. Please have your representatives reach out to our representatives. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That over there is Brian. This is Luke. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m.